Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. I am your host, Rick Mulready. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today. Really appreciate you for giving me your time. Hope all is going well, whatever you're up to today. This is episode number 162, and I've got something a little bit different for you today. So I started testing out cryotherapy a couple months ago. For those of you who don't know what cryotherapy is, basically you go and stand in this big giant cylinder with your head popping out, and it's really, really cold inside from liquid nitrogen. And it's supposed to help with inflammation and soreness, and it's supposed to speed up metabolism and all this other stuff. And we have a cryotherapy place here in my neighborhood in San Diego. It's called Chill Tonic. And I got introduced to it by this place where I get where I do rehab and stuff for my low back and also personal training and stuff like that. And so I tried it out and I loved it. And it was really, really cool. I was seeing a lot of benefits from it. I was going like 4 to 5 times a week. And then, you know, I started to tail off after that. And I'm actually not doing it anymore just for the purpose of it got a little bit expensive. And also, I wasn't seeing as many results from it as I was in the beginning. But during this time of going so often to it, I got to know the owner of that business. His name is Matt. And like what always happens, you know, he asked me what I do. And when I told him that I teach online marketing and Facebook ads, he proceeded to tell me about the multiple times that he's been burned by local marketing companies, you know, local agencies coming in and pitching their services, how that they can help them. They can help the local business market online, whether it's Facebook ads or Google AdWords or whatever it is. And he ended up pouring thousands of dollars into local advertising and working with a couple of these small agencies only to get zero results and nothing to show for his investment of several thousand dollars here. Unfortunately, I hear this thing all too often from businesses and I hate it. It frustrates the heck out of me because, you know, I just hate having, you know, hearing small businesses being taken advantage of like that and getting zero results. You know, people come in and promise them all these big things and all these results and stuff like that. And it's so frustrating when I hear this stuff, you know, and this is a big reason why I created my FB Ad Manager course for people wanting to create and grow a Facebook ads business. So when I was at Chill Tonic, the cryotherapy place one day, I asked Matt if he'd let me interview him for the show here and talk about his experience as a local business owner being approached by and working with local marketing agencies. Specifically, I asked him what he would now look for in a local agency approaching him to run Facebook ads for him. We talk about where he thinks local agencies get it wrong with small businesses, and also what he would need to hear from somebody pitching to work with him. And really, my goal for this interview is to give you a different perspective from the local business owner side for those of you who are wanting to build a Facebook ads business. Also, if you're a local business owner, I think this is also really going to be a big help to you. So I was really excited to do this interview. We kind of did it on the fly. He was really gracious enough to allow me to interview him with them. The audio is a little bit lower than what it normally is, so just kind of keep that in mind. Now, before I do jump into it with Matt, if you are interested in creating a business around managing Facebook ads for other businesses, I want to invite you to one of my free live online trainings I've got coming up, where you're going to be learning the 5 steps to creating an awesome Facebook ads business. That is key. I'm going to be talking about what it takes to build a successful Facebook ads business from scratch. I'm going to be diving into a simple formula for attracting and closing a consistent stream of ideal clients with budget to spend and that won't drain the life out of you. That's really important. I want to be talking about how to have your Facebook ads business up and running with clients fast or massively scaling it. And I'm also going to be sharing lots of case studies with you. For example, like one Facebook ads manager who went from a monthly retainer of just $165 to over $2,000 per month per client within a year while raising 3 kids and a whole lot more. I'm really excited to do these trainings for you. I'm going to be doing 3 live times coming up on Monday and Tuesday, November 13th and 14th. So if you'd like to reserve your spot for a day and time that works best for you, go to rickmulready.com/ad manager 3. That's the number 3. rickmulready.com/ad manager. That's ADMANAGER 3, the number 3. All right, without further ado, let's go hang out with Matt from Chill Tonic.
We're here in your business, Chill Tonic, here in Hillcrest in San Diego. Tell us who you are. Tell us how long you've been doing this, why you started Chill Tonic. I'm a proud customer of yours, love it here. A little bit about what's your background.
So, fellow New Englander.
Yes.
To start with, I've been involved with this now for 3 years. Mm-hmm. We brought the first cryo therapy center here to San Diego County 3 years ago, opened it up, and we've been really surprised at the reception we've gotten. I've been out here for about 25 years now. I came out to ride BMX bikes.
I did shows.
I came out here to do shows at SeaWorld, but the ramps and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So, do you remember the movie Rat?
Of course.
The 80s movie?
Of course, yeah. I actually got to meet Bart Connor.
What? In fact.
Yeah. And I'm doing bike shows up in Seattle.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is a big one.
That's a huge movie.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, I broke lots of bones and broke a lot of stuff on my body.
Yeah.
Injured myself. My wife, in sort of sharp contrast, has chronic back pain due to degenerative discs.
Okay.
And so through no fault of her own, you know, she had a lot of pain as well. So between the two of us, you know, we're pretty messed up. And just thought that this would be a real good way to bring some non-invasive, drug-free ways to reduce pain and reduce inflammation overall. It's been successful.
Yeah, I've been here 2 months now, just about 2 months, maybe a month and a half, and it's always busy when I'm in here. So congrats on that. The success has been awesome. Of course, one of the first times I met you, the conversation went to how you market the business, do you run Facebook ads and so forth, and one of the first things you said to me was, man, I've had really bad experiences with it. And, you know, in working with, and I hate hearing these stories because unfortunately I hear from a lot of my students, who are local business owners, that have these really bad experiences where they've been taken to the cleaners, basically. They've shelled out all this money for zero results. And I'm telling you this and you're nodding your head, yes. Okay. So can you quickly share sort of what your experience has been in working with, you know, local marketing businesses that come in and pitch their services to you and then what's happened with that?
Yeah, we've had a bad experience pretty much every time we've entered into any contract with a marketing professional. Obviously, one of the things that's important to anybody that's going to be a marketer is obviously being able to pitch.
Yeah.
So the people that we've had have been good at pitching us. They just haven't been good at following through. So we've had, we spent a lot of money for somebody that was coming in and really was a big fan of Chiltonic.
Mm-hmm.
Really, we felt that they understood the business in a way that was going to allow them to,
sure,
to really speak to our audience.
Yep.
Months go by and nothing's getting done, and they're just, well, you really should be doing this, or you should be doing this on social media. And frankly, I mean, this is sort of a, as I've told you in the past, we have a lot of things that we're doing.
Right.
We're hiring a company to come in and do marketing, and it doesn't seem to be what they're doing. Rather, they're just adding more burden to us.
Right.
You know, that wasn't really what we were expecting. And then, so, you know, get rid of them and go through this struggle of trying to get our website back. I mean, it just seems like it was pulling teeth there. Hired somebody else that was, you know, promises to, oh, you're never going to have that kind of problem with us. But then they produced something that was, they produced something,
yeah,
but it looked like, frankly, something that a 12-year-old could do.
Yeah.
You know, maybe even younger. I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
it was,
it's not the quality that you were expecting.
It was not the quality. And it's like, you know, here's a business that we put a lot of time and energy into.
Sure.
Making the, you know, what we can do physically.
Yeah.
Like the physical marketing that we're doing here, bringing it up to a level we thought that was quite high. We would expect that people would see that in
right.
business. And
reflection reflect that. Of your brand.
Sure.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened either. So, you know, it's been, to say it was fits and starts would probably be an understatement. And we've just been disappointed. It gets you to become more and more cynical about marketing.
I was just going to say, so you've not wasted, but basically thousands of dollars have gone down the drain here with empty promises, essentially. That cynicism, if somebody walked into you today to pitch a similar service or run Facebook ads for you, for example, you're going to be cynical about it. I don't want to use the word pitch, but what type of approach would be beneficial for you from someone coming in, and what would that look like, and what would you want to see? Let's just say that they come in, they blow you away, and you're like, okay, I'm going to give this another try. And then what type of work would you want to see from them? So two-part question. What would you want to hear from them from an approach to drop that wall that you so rightfully put up now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're cynical there. But then also, what would you want to see from them to be showing you that they're really in it for the benefit of you and the business?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that first and foremost, the idea would be, and I would say much to your credit, like you haven't come in and pitched.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's something that's important to me. I don't want to be sold on it.
Right.
I want to be educated.
Yep.
I want to feel as though when you come to me as a professional or you or somebody as a marketing professional comes in, they're going to set my expectations. They're going to explain to me what it is that they do. They're going to lay it out in a way that's easily digestible. Because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, all the social media and everything else, it's like a dark art, right?
Yep.
I mean, how you get this and that to work and the different ways in which you can, you know, build brand recognition through that. I mean, this is what marketers do.
Yeah.
For me, what am I going to expect?
Mm-hmm.
Where am I going to see those results? How much money do we need to put in order to see, X, Y, or Z?
Yep.
If I know what those expectations, my expectations are set, it's going to be very easy for me to sort of gauge where we are with any
sure.
given group. And I mean, we're both from the East Coast.
Yeah.
I think that probably of the same mind, like just under promise and over deliver.
Right.
It seems like it's a low bar, but explain to me, then show me what you're doing, make it easy for me, because any given day, you know, we've got the three stores, we've got lots of other problems to deal with. The last thing I need to, you know, be
right,
worried about.
You don't need more work.
I don't need more work.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think that's what I would like to, the approach is more of an educational one.
Yeah.
And what I'd like to be shown or how I'd like to be guided through that process would be more of a, hey, look, this is what we're doing for you. I like to be checked in on, because I might not be thinking about what it is that you're doing at every given day, but yeah. Hey, you know what, we put this out, we got good traction on this, and we think that you should, you know, put us, keep in mind this type of client to put up, you know, in front of us for testimonials or something.
Yeah.
Fantastic. At least it gives me, you know, marching orders, because right. if it's nebulous, I'm never going to be able to act on it.
Yeah.
But if you give me some clear guidelines that are intelligible,
yep.
completely understandable,
yep.
we can move forward.
Yeah, I love that. I just want to summarize this, guys. So basically what Matt's saying here is don't sell. You just want to be sold. Educate on what the possibility is, but also not in a way where you're just blowing smoke and over-promising things. You're educating on what's possible. Make it easy on the business owner as much as possible. And then from the delivery standpoint, this is a case of where you're not trying to add more work to the business owner. You're trying to deliver, number one, on what you promised them while not adding work to them. And if you want something from them, make it easy for them. Like just break it down and say, okay, we need this, this, and this, and this is why, and this is what I'm hoping to accomplish with it. Am I kind of hitting that?
No, on the head. Yeah. The, sort of the ease of use. Right?
Yeah.
Because I think with anything, when you're hiring somebody that you deem to be an expert,
yep.
you want their expertise expertise to shine through.
Yeah.
However, you don't want to be, I don't like to be jargoned to death.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what it is that you need to do, and you know all the words and all the vocabulary around
yeah.
it. You have the tools to implement it.
Yeah.
We have something that we need from you.
Yeah.
Just help us get to the place that
right,
we need to
exactly.
be there. So, I mean, I don't need to know what the, you know, what the Google Analytics say about what X, Y, or Z. If it's not pertinent, please
right.
don't tell me.
Right. You're setting expectations up front together, what the goals are, and the person who you are hiring is letting you know where you are against those goals. You don't have to, they don't have to necessarily share with you certain stats or whatever that are irrelevant. You just want to know, as a business owner, are we doing X, Y, and Z as we discussed in the beginning? If we are, great. If we are not, why isn't that happening? To your, as an expert, why do you think that's not happening, and how can we fix it?
Mm-hmm.
Just break it down like that.
Absolutely.
Cool. Thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's such a pleasure.
All right. So I hope this interview with Matt was really helpful for you. If you are looking for hands-on help with your Facebook ads, you're going to want to join me and my team for FBA Live here in San Diego, which is coming up in December, which is December 7th, 8th, and 9th. Now, FBA Live, this is my live implementation workshop. I do this twice a year, and one in May and one in December. And we're going to be actually working on your Facebook ad campaigns together over the 2 days, and we're going to be having conversations around strategy and areas for improvement for your campaigns. So much has changed with Facebook ads, right, over the last 2 months, let alone this year. And my goal is to have you walking away with things set up the right way and improvements made. If you're already running Facebook ads, I want you walking away with your campaigns working better, and you're getting lower costs and better results. So when you sign up for the workshop, this is something I'm doing new for the December event. It's going to include access to one of my training programs, which you'll need to go through as much as possible prior to the event. And the reason I'm doing it for this December workshop is I want it to have the biggest impact for you. So this is not going to be for complete beginners. If you're already one of my students, you're going to get a big time discount off the cost of the event, or you're going to get to come for free. Again, so that we can have the biggest impact on working with you. Spots are limited for this. I'm limiting it to just 40 people. Over half those spots are already filled at the time I'm recording this. So if you want to reserve your spot and get all the details, go over to rickmulready.com/FBA live. rickmulready.com/FBA live. I love doing these workshops. I started my first workshop one of my first years after I left the corporate world, it was, I had three people there in a very small conference room. I wouldn't even call it a conference room, in some co-working space in Boston. And it was amazing. It was so much fun. And from that point forward, I decided that I was going to be doing live events as a big part of my business. So like I said, love doing these workshops, hanging out with you for a few days and really moving your Facebook ads and your business forward. Really looking forward to seeing you in San Diego here in December. RickMulready.com/FBA live. Now, coming up in the next episode, really excited to bring you an interview with a woman by the name of Salome Shilak. Salome lives in Australia, and she's quickly created an awesome Facebook ads business for herself. She is one of the most passionate people that I know, and also one of the nicest people I know, in trying to help female online business owners grow their business. And we dive into this whole concept of the ripple effect. I'm making air quotes as I say that, and a whole lot more. Really looking forward to bringing you that interview in the next episode. So until then, my friends, as always, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.